Miller Show, 866-509-7268.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the show. Shoot the antenna! Shoot the antenna! Sorry, giant ant coming up the radio tower. This segment of the show is brought to you by Taxmasters. The IRS has stepped up their collections efforts. So now more than ever, you need Taxmasters. Solve your problem right now by calling 800-581-0452 or visit taxmaster.com, TXMSTR, no vowels, just savings. And joining us now is the author of a novel, Universal Coverage, but it's about health care. Novel idea. Daniel Putkowski. Daniel, Universal Coverage. Tell me where the point of emanation was. Did you start out to write a nonfiction and went fiction, or what was the plan all along?
Well, the plan was to sort of put a human face on all this talk about health care here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good friends of mine are doctors and emergency medical room people, and I also travel to Europe and different places where they have so-called socialized medicine. So I wanted to show people in sort of a nuts and bolts fashion what could happen, especially a middle-class take on it. And that's how I came up with the story. And, of course, the title is a no-brainer, Universal Coverage. Mm-hmm. What, you know, they promise, but it's not quite what they deliver.
And if you want to know more about the book, Daniel has a website, Daniel Putkowski, P-U-T-Kowski, you know that from wrestling days, and .com, DanielPutkowski.com. Now, Daniel, were your friends in the medical community, did they find it as boring as I did when the president goes to these simplistic imageries of, and you get $30 if you cut the foot? I mean, for God's sakes, he paints doctors like they're Klaus Barbie, for God's sakes.
Dennis, my doctor friends were furious, and they were kind of cheering me on. I sent them some early chapters that shows what happens, you know, when bureaucrats get in charge of medicine. But they were furious when that particular cutting off the foot incident.
It was so stupid.
I mean, these are guys, Dennis, I mean, you know, they work 12, sometimes 18 hours because the procedures last that long. They have to stay in there. And to paint them universally like that was a great disservice to the profession and to each individual. I mean, these guys really dedicate their lives to it.
Yes. Are there goofball doctors? Yeah, sure, there's a percentage. Is that percentage less than the percentage of goofball presidents? Yeah, from where I sit, it appears to be. Now, tell me about your history. What did you start out as an author? Where's your roots?
Well, Dennis, I actually went to film school at NYU, and just a connection that you and I have, you opened up my first year in college, 1986, with a show at NYU. So
Jesus, I don't even remember ever performing at NYU. Where was the gig at?
It was right at Tisch Hall there on Washington Square South.
Wow, can't even remember that. But off at Tisch, and then you become what, a businessman, or what did you do?
Yeah, I became a businessman, Dennis, because, as you know, getting a job in the movie industry is about the same as winning the Powerball.
Good luck with that.
But I had an industrial business here on the Philadelphia waterfront for 17 years, and I kept writing, and then I sold my first book, and that went very, very well. So I kept writing, and this Universal Coverage is my third novel. And I changed my writing from slightly happier topics onto things that are a bit more political because, Dennis, I'm looking for an Orwell or an Ayn Rand out there, and I couldn't find it.
Right, right.
And I want to put a face on all this. I want people to see in a very realistic fashion what these subjects mean. I mean, what's it like when someone says to you, well, you know, your priority is a lower priority? That's a tough gig to follow.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think you're onto something there, Dan, and we're talking to author Dan Putkowski. The book is Universal Coverage. When I heard about the book and Christian sent me the pre-interview information, I was thinking, man, this has a Randian feel to it because I do think that people, you know, when you read her book, it's so serious, but I do think people, in an effort to be sated against some of the inadequacies they see in contemporary life where everything seems reflexively non-judgmental and all that, I think they're looking for a serious tome, and good for you for getting in early on it. Tell us about the book a little. Tell us about Universal Coverage.
Well, the story, as I said, I went to NYU, and I learned a ton there, but the people, you know, this crowd that thinks they're so smart and they're so much wiser than all of us, excuse me, they've taken over healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a young family, husband and wife. They're both doing great, and they pushed hard for universal coverage, voted for the right politicians, and they're deep down believers.
Mm-hmm.
But then their young son collapses on the baseball field with a heart problem. They find out later.
Mm-hmm.
They find themselves enrolled now in the very system that they thought was going to be their salvation.
Yes.
Doesn't go so well, as mm-hmm. we find out. The husband starts to see how things aren't going so well. The wife remains a true believer. The good news is there's a hospital ship just off the coast of Cape May, New Jersey. And, of course, that's a privately run facility. And the setup is, what are you going to do? Are you going to wait for the government and hope, or are you going to go get what you need, you know, at the private facility?
Dan, a pot boiler filled with zeitgeist juice, man. You are right on the cusp of this. And the Brown thing the other day, man, you must have thought, my God, could they have written a better, is this book just coming out now?
It was released on the 15th of December, so it's just getting legs right now.
Well, that is going to give it more legs. What do you, you know, I think that there's other things involved in Brown, i.e. them coming out and saying they should have interrogated the guy from Christmas Day, but they didn't because the guys on the ground made the decision to read him the Miranda. I think it's a confluence, a big stew of a bunch of things people were disappointed with, but obviously Obamacare in there. This is a repudiation, right?
Right, that it is a repudiation of government control, Dennis. And the thing that people have to remember, especially the middle class, they we all tend to think this won't affect us. This is going to affect poor people, or they're going to tax very rich people. But, you know, the nuts and bolts are always, like they say, the devil in the details.
Sure.
I mean, the government controlling your health care, do you really want these guys in charge of that?
America doesn't. They know they're screw-ups.
But, Dennis, what scares me most is, and I hope that Scott Brown can do this for us, let even the Republicrats out there know that people aren't looking for them to make a deal. Mm-hmm. They're looking for them to get out of the way and let the real problem solvers, the doctors, the hospitals, these people know how to fix the problem. The key is to take the shackles off of them. Let them do their jobs. Don't get in the way with 2,000 pages of legislation.
Yeah, we should see a lot less of our government. I mean, really, you're right. It every day, it is the A story. And short of protecting us and collecting some money from the populace for roads and stuff, we shouldn't even hear about them.
Well, that's one thing I learned, Dennis. You know, traveling in England and Spain, I talked to people there, and they universally ask me, why do you want to make the mistakes that we made? You know, didn't you leave here and go to another continent to be different, to do your own thing? Why do you want to repeat our mistakes? And those mistakes, we don't have to go over that. We know what they are. And when someone from Europe asks you that question, it stuns you into reality. Wait a minute, what road are we on here?
Well, I think it's apropos that this happened in Boston the other day, because I swear to God, there's around 66% of this country now that looks at Barack Obama, and they think they're looking at King George. But we got no ocean to split over. But they're certainly going to split in this next election, and they're going to let this cat know that taxation without representation is tyranny. Then that whole Tea Party thing comes home to roost, and they can't make fun of it anymore because it is the bludgeon that they are going to be hit with in November of next year. Dan, this sounds like a cool book, man. I'm excited for you because I think these are going to sell like hotcakes if hotcakes haven't been deemed to have too much trans fat in it, and the Dems won't let them sell them anymore. But the book is Universal Coverage, and the website to find out more about it is Daniel Putkowski, PUTKowski.com. Thanks for your time, Dano.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dennis.
Later, Gator. We'll be right back with your phone calls at 866-509-RANT right after this on a Dennis and Dano Show.